T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When are we going to get back to baseball?
And nobody asking that more on our staff than Mark Owens. Our old buddy is at Star 94 and, of course, the in-home host of the Atlanta Braves games, who is going to be missing a ball game like all of us tonight. And no duties. Mark, morning to you, bub.
Mark Owens!
Hey, guys, long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for letting me join the show this morning. How is everybody?
Everybody's good. So, Mark, did you run out of toilet paper yet? And how's the family treating you?
You know what? We have socially distanced ourselves all around the house. So I actually have not seen my wife and my kid in about 2 weeks. So we're doing great. I mean, we're doing fantastic. I hear them walking around upstairs, but I've kind of isolated myself downstairs in the guest bedroom, and they'll leave me food. I'm not sick. They just don't want to see me. They're using this as an excuse not to talk to me. So
yeah, this is a little much. You know, being at home all the time, it's a little much, huh?
Oh my gosh, man! John, you hit the nail on the head. It's going to be sunny and 75 today. Could you imagine what the battery would look like this afternoon? What am I talking about? This morning, people would start parking and start tailgating at 10 a.m. getting ready for a 7 o'clock game. Are you kidding me?
Especially if the team had gotten off to a good start in Arizona and San Diego. And Mark, you said back on the opening night, you know, the day after, and Hugh, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but the Braves would have won the game, which I think they would have, and we'd be sitting here going, you know, here are the Marlins, let's get back at these, you know, sons of guns, and because we owe them a little bit of payback. Yeah.
Yep. And it would be a first chance for a lot of fans that didn't get down to spring training to check out the new members of the team. You know, Ronald Acuna is outside of Freddie Freeman has become pretty much the face of the team. I think his jersey sales would be shooting through the roof. I think it'd be a record day of beer sales just because people are so excited. Opening day is always like a national holiday for Braves fans. And, you know, leading up to all the events for the past couple of months up until about 2 to 3 weeks ago, you know, the amount of events, the amount of fun activities that the Braves were planning for this season, and I'm not saying it's gone. I'm just talking opening day would have probably been one of the most fun opening days that I've been a part of, and I've been doing this for 14 years now, and this was one of those years I was really looking forward to.
Mark Owens joining us this morning, of course, in-game host of the Atlanta Braves, and works at our sister station, Star 94. Today, Mark, let's talk a little bit about the at-home opener, what the Braves are going to do. Kind of walk us through what's going to take place in terms of being online today.
So what's going to happen tonight? It's the very first virtual at-home opener. So the Braves, even though we can't have Braves baseball at Truist Park tonight, we are going to try and give the fans just a taste of baseball because it's such weird times. We just need some kind of positive, something fun, something to kind of just check out and get away from the real world for a couple of hours. So they've set it up to where I'm going to be here. I'm hosting it tonight. I'll be here at my house hosting it. We have got virtual Zoom interviews with Alex Anthopoulos. We're going to be talking to Brian Snitker. We're going to be talking to Freddie Freeman all through Zoom. They're going to be talking about, and guys, I'll be honest with you, this isn't going to be oh my gosh, everything's great. Once we get back, it's going to be an amazing time. They get real, and they talk about the situation, and what are we doing? How are the players staying healthy? How is Alex Anthopoulos handling trying to, you know, continue to fill the holes in the roster without actually physically getting close to anybody? Because this is a situation that no one's had to deal with before. And so they talk about how this doesn't just affect us, the fans. This affects every member of the roster. Brian Snitker can't even see his players. So how is he trying to continue to be the leader and the coach when you can't even get close to your team? So there's a little bit of realism, but more than that, we're going to try and have some fun, and we're going to try to still celebrate the game that we love.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to our guy, Mark Owens, from Star 94. I haven't talked to him in a while. So, Mark, what do you think this would have potentially meant for Cole Hamels in far as him getting back into the rotation?
I would love to say that, hey, he'd be back in, he'd be looking great. Unfortunately, we didn't really have a good chance to look at him to see what he had to do. But I think that, you know, I think there's a couple of players. You know, I think Newcomb had a really good shot of, you know, definitely making that roster. I think Cole had a chance. Fulte was going to be back in there. You know, got to figure out that fifth starting rotation member. Had he had a good spring, which I'm going to assume he has, but then again, I'm a homer. So I thought he would have probably fit in perfectly. I thought it would have been a good fit to the team.
And now, of course, we could see him fit in. He may be back, in fact, by the time we get to playing baseball, Mark. So he may fit right in from the jump on opening day. And I know that we're talking about a lot of things, and everything's up in the air. I get that. But when we get back to playing, there's going to be some version of a condensed schedule. I know they're talking about not playing an all-star game and about, you know, the potential of extending the season where you might have to have the World Series played at a warm-weather neutral site or a dome stadium or something of that nature. I get that. But this condensed schedule, one of the things that I think we've been talking about, that you and I have been talking about, a few of us on the morning show, Mark, is when we get back to a condensed schedule, it favors the Braves. And maybe we're looking at, you know, this through Homer glasses, but it favors the Braves because of the fact that what's the one strength that the Braves have over everybody else in the National League, at least, if not baseball, is the fact that they may have the best bullpen in baseball. And that bullpen, if a lot of doubleheaders happen, that bullpen is going to become critical.
Yeah, and that's true. And, you know, you talk about how are they looking at retooling the schedule. John Heumann, I've heard it all. I've heard everything from starting the season in July and just picking up on the schedule, modifying it a little bit, eliminating any interleague games that were left on the schedule to make them more divisional games, but then picking up from there and just saying it's a half season. And every single team needs to realize, you know, this is just an 81-game season or a 90-game season, and that's it. And so the winner of those 90 games, that's who's going to the playoffs. I've also heard that they're still going to try and play as many games as humanly possible. We're talking doing doubleheaders every single weekend, but only doing seven-inning games. And I've heard moving games around. I've heard moving some games down to spring training, you know, to try to get as many games in as humanly possible. So I'll tell you this, the Braves and Major League Baseball, they are doing everything. They are looking at every possible scenario, every possible situation to try to get as much in, because we don't know. We may have to do some games in front of an empty stadium because that's how bad they want to get this season started. But nobody knows, so I can't come on and say, hey, so here's what's most likely going to happen, because nobody knows right now. But I'll tell you this, some way, somehow, if we can get a handle on this coronavirus, we are going to have baseball this year. And there's some people out there, some doom and gloomers, who are saying that, no, it's done. I'll be surprised if we even have one game in 2020. If I was a betting man, and I can't bet because everything is shut down in Vegas and in Biloxi, I would bet there will be baseball this year. But it's going to be a modified, different look.
And I can't wait for it, man. I'm here to tell you. I mean, Sweet Caroline is the song that reminds me of baseball season. And speaking of that, what is the one thing, I know you're there every day, but what is the one thing for you that as far as baseball season is concerned, that you equate to baseball season?
You know, for me, this is going to sound kind of like a cliche, kind of a homerism answer, but I love walking into the ballpark every day. You know, it's almost like, John, you know how this is, and anybody who goes to work every single day, you get up and you're like, oh God, I got to go to work today. All right, got to get dressed. All right, and it's like that for me too. You know, baseball is a long season. You know, there's 81 home games plus exhibition plus spring training, and so it's a long season. So there are some days where it's like, okay, all right, it's a Tuesday in August. It's 150 degrees. The Marlins are in town. There's not a lot of fans that are going to be out tonight because the kids are back in school. Let's go. But as soon as I walk into the ballpark, into Truist, and you hear the crack of the bat, it's cliched, but man, that is my happy place. And knowing, like, here we are, man, let's go watch America's Pastime. Now, with that said, there are a lot of times where I would kill to have a hot dog and a cold beer. I don't mean 10, I just mean a hot dog and a cold beer because I'm working. But, man, just being there in the stadium is just a lot of fun for me. That's what I equate. When I think of baseball, I think of just the elements the smell of the grass, the fans getting ready, the kids running around, the lucky fans who get to drink beer during the game. That is, when I say baseball, that's what makes it fun for me.
You know, there's going to be Mark Owens on opening day. And when opening day, the reboot version, the meaning is going to be, if opening day in baseball is the best opening day, and anybody out there wants to argue, you can argue. To me, I don't think it's even close. The meaning of that opening day of baseball for the Atlanta Braves, I mean, they're going to be tears in the stands when the Braves are introduced.
You know what? You beat me to that, John. I was just thinking that. I said, somebody's going to cry. When opening day comes around, somebody's going to cry.
You know what? It'll probably be me. The first time they throw it to me for the tool race, I might be like, oh, God damn. I'm so happy to see Tubic get his butt kicked. This is the best day ever.
Hey, you know what, Mark Owens? I can't wait to see you cry, man. I really can. I can honestly say that. I cannot wait to see you do the tool race and see you cry.
Well, I'll tell you this. We were talking about the at-home opener tonight. We do have some surprises in store, and you may or may not get a glimpse of a tool race. You may or may not get a glimpse of a Beat the Freeze. So there are a lot of surprises in store for tonight's at-home opener. So for you, for me, for all of us who are just desperate for baseball right now, tonight will be just a good appetizer, just a good taste. It's not the same, but we are definitely going to try and have some fun tonight. And I'm really looking forward to it because, you know, I miss the fans. I miss hanging out with everybody. I miss the team. You know, it's just weird times, but it makes you realize that just from talking to you guys for the past couple of minutes, we're all in this together. Like, it's not just you that's missing baseball. It's not just John. It's not just your fans across. But everybody is in this together. So a little solace is that we all feel the exact same way, and this hurts, and this sucks.
Mark, where can real quick here, because I know that we're up against the clock. You understand that. Where can the fans watch again, and what time, where, and when?
Okay, so it's going to be happening tonight at 5:30. Braves all across the social media platforms, on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. Also, YouTube is going to be airing it, and, of course, Braves.com. And let me just say one more thing. There is one silver lining to not having a baseball opening day. I'm not getting hit up for ticket requests coming fast and furious. So that is the one good thing about not having an opening day. I don't have to say no to 500 people.
Can you get me tickets to the next opening day, Mark?
I've got as many – for tonight's game, I got as many as you want. You can have as many as you want for tonight's game.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it, buddy. Stay in touch, bub.
Yeah, have a good one. Stay safe. Stay safe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.